This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Smart Mouth plus Chicken Limo and news we failed to mention. Coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Oh, good. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob Tom is Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
You guys have a weird show there a little bit today?
Yeah. How did you wake up, Rick?
It sounds way weird on this end a little bit.
Okay, good. Good.
I'll forget how this bit goes a little bit. Okay.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And here he is.
Smart Mouth is the name of that two-part
Tom Griswold
mouthwash you were talking about.
Interesting. Smart Mouth.
Yeah,
we have never heard of it.
Yeah, it's got part A and a part B. And
Smart Mouth.
They mix together.
Hey, what are you, some kind of Smart Mouth?
From the makers of Weisenheimer.
Yeah.
Smart Mouth.
Wow.
There's a Smart Mouth pizza.
Weisenheimer. How about that for a product?
keep
it intact, girls.
Wise ass deodorant.
Don't get on that bicycle without Weisenheimer.
Are you?
The taut cream. That, well,
the what?
We have to work on that. We'll have to work on
the
that.
The taut cream?
Are you learning to ride?
Horsebacking, ladies?
Yeah.
You need Weisenheimens.
What do they call that? Fromage? What is that called?
Fromage is cheese.
Oh. What's the horse riding thing?
Crotch fromage or something?
No.
Oh, dressage?
Dressage. What's the word for cheese looking for a chick where you're in the subway rubbing against people?
Was it? Frottage.
Frottage. Okay, there we go. So you got them all kind of mixed in there. I think it's time to check in with Christy Lee at the news desk.
Oh, okay. A man in India is out more than $3,000 after making his car look like a helicopter, only to have it immediately seized by authorities. That's right. Mr. Ishwardeen spent 2 months working on his Maruti Suzuki wagon. To make it look like a helicopter by welding a rotor blade onto the car's roof and attaching a tail boom to the trunk. He intended to rent it out as a special attraction for weddings and events. While Mr. Dean was on his way to a workshop to get the car copter painted, he was stopped by traffic police. Officers seized the vehicle for violating motor rules and fined the man $24.
What? Christy, do you know if he was driving the vehicle at the time?
Yeah, he was driving it.
It looks like a minivan. There you go.
He's
That's ridiculous.
No, it's fantastic.
It's ridiculous.
It's got like a 25-foot tail on it with a rotor.
It's better than I thought it would be. Much better.
But wouldn't it be cool?
It's
like the giant chicken limo, you see.
Right.
Right.
That'd be great for you kids going to the prom. Hey, we got the helicopter limo.
But the blades are so tiny.
Well, it's not going to fly. Yeah, it's just for pictures and stuff.
Yeah. See, Ace, it's...
But it's also... It shouldn't be on the road, probably.
Yeah, I think if they'd put a red flag in the back, it would be legal, probably. Street
legal.
That thing
could fall right off. You trust that at all?
No. I think India has demonstrated their ability with various technologies.
My gosh.
They're still working on the flush toilet, but...
They haven't embraced the fork, let alone... I don't know.
Well, here's
this is... Let me put it this way. This thing is to helicopters... When my beautiful 8-year-old daughter gets her face painted like a tiger at the fair, that's what she is to real tigers. This is not going to take off, Ace. It's got a propeller the size of
they are very small.
They're very tiny.
But it's fine. I would love to rent that for an event.
Looks like the car's wearing a beanie.
You don't think it looks? I mean, it does look trashy as all get out. What would you do with it? Hey, kids, take a picture in the
In his defense, he was getting it painted, so I bet he was getting it
painted. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, he was trying to make it look nice.
For all we knew, it was going to look awesome.
Right.
Just the other day, I was driving around here, and Finn, my 11-year-old daughter, went, "Oh, my God, it's the chicken limo."
Yeah.
She was so excited. And can you, the copter limo?
Have you rented
limo?
The chicken limo for
her? I've been in it.
You have?
Sure, absolutely.
What exactly is that? Does it just have a giant chicken on the top?
Giant chicken on the roof.
Giant chicken.
What the hell is it for?
Should drive around it.
So you can rent it.
Hang on 1 second.
I mean, limos.
Parties.
Art.
Ah, yes.
You know, art for art's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, so-and-so, they arrived in a limo. Yeah, big deal. They arrived in the chicken limo. Now we got a big deal.
You're right. You are right. Is it?
I mean, let's just say you were a billionaire. Wouldn't you get like a really cool Rolls Royce and put a giant chicken on the roof?
No.
I might.
Oh, you have to be. It's all about having good taste.
Yes.
No. I grew up having awful taste, and if no matter how much money I have, I'll always be awful taste. Man.
You don't have awful taste. Well, there's a chicken limo.
Look at that thing. It is terrific.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yep. It looks like Nessie a little bit. The Loch Ness Monster curve to the tail and the head there.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, I
want
to ride in that. Yeah. Although.
Nicer than the one that's around here.
Isn't getting in and getting out of a limo, and maybe I'm only saying this because I've been fat almost my whole life, real hard. It's not comfortable getting in and out of a limo.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
They typically have those handles on the roof.
Well, I mean, you have to slide down a long couch.
Yeah, that's true. They've gone out of favor. Now it's just the big black Suburbans.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tahoes or Escalades or whatever.
Maybe take a Suburban and put a helicopter thing on the roof.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You've got a Suburban. Put
Suburban
a helicopter
farming?
I do have a Suburban, but I don't have it right now. Noah's driving it.
Noah could put that on there.
Risk.
Very handy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me run that by Kelly.
Yeah, good
luck. Baby. Remember how I loaned the Suburban to Noah? She likes Noah.
Uh-huh.
She really likes Noah, but he's turning it into a chicken limo.
You know, then, take it from me. Then, use baby a lot when you're talking to her. She'll love
then,
that.
And then I'd be Noah's new roommate.
Yeah, don't ask permission. Ask forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
You
know, okay.
Baby, the car I bought.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You wear the pants in the family, right?
That sounds like a perfect idea.
I'm here. In any event, I think it's a cool idea to do a limo like that. So.
Yeah. Mm.
Good luck, sir.
Well, speaking of India, a man was mauled to death after jumping into the zoo's lion enclosure to take a selfie.
Well, that's what happens.
Whoops.
Yeah, this happened at Srivenkateswara Zoological Park in Tirupati. The Times of India reports the 34-year-old man, who appeared to be intoxicated, ignored protests from a nearby zoo employee, climbed over a 4-foot-tall safety wall, as well as a 6-foot metal fence to get into the enclosure.
You think that's like having a rum ball for a lion, a drunk guy?
Oh. Probably.
That's a great idea.
The man intended to take a selfie with the 12-year-old male Asiatic lion named Dungpar. The lion soon attacked, and though staff tried to save the person, he was mauled to death.
Mauled to death. Yeah.
The victim's remains were transported to a government hospital.
In a shoebox.
Wait, you don't just let the lion have it? He's already dead.
Yeah, I wonder how long he chewed on the poor idiot.
I don't know.
No, this guy's a moron.
Well, of course he is. Yeah, you don't do that.
And I feel bad for these zoos. He had to climb over 2 fences.
Yeah.
They try to make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, now they've got those moats, a lot of them. Mm. You climb up a moat, you want it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, did he get a good picture at least?
Oh,
we'll
is that
never
selfie
know.
Out there?
Ooh, the video is.
there's a picture of
the video is?
Yeah. There's a picture of the lion using his selfie stick as a toothpick to get rid of the remains of.
Is the video brutal, Pat?
No, they don't show that part. But it takes the lion a lot longer than I thought to go after him. He's like looking at him like, all right.
There's a lady. Yeah. Who knows, all that glitters is gold. No, there's a lady who lives in London, and her Instagram and website and the whole thing is called London Puma. And she has a puma.
As a pet?
And it's the biggest thing you've ever seen in your life. The tail on this puma is terrifying.
It's legal?
I don't know the answer to that, but she's very much out there, and here's my puma.
The thing about...
She was making a sandwich, and the puma comes over like a dog and is on the seated, and then the puma stands up taller than the woman is, wanting some of the sandwich meat.
It's all fun and games until one day when that puma remembers it's a puma.
Playing the long game.
Yeah. All right, that's right. Get comfortable, lady.
Right. Yeah.
Get comfortable.
Oh, take a nap. Watch the TV.
Yeah, have a nap. Yeah.
Yikes. Now, will they... If this were the United States, they'd sue the zoo, you know, for serving the guy a beer or something and making the fences not difficult enough for an idiot that's drunk to climb.
I doubt that happens in India.
These are drunk, friendly fences. You know they are.
No, in India, they probably do what we should do here, which is, that's what happens. Next.
Yeah. You're dumb enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations, sir.
But then every now and then you'll hear about a baby who fell into a gorilla enclosure, and the gorilla goes up and picks it up and takes it back and
cares for it.
Yeah. Cares for it and puts it over the fence or whatever, hands it to mom or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. Those are more rare, but
certainly. Yeah. Certainly. Most often the gorilla would just tear the baby's head off. Sure.
No.
I broke it.
Anyway, I believe we have something special happening right now.
Oh, we do?
If you look at the big screen, it's time to check in with, he's got that Orville Redenbacher bow tie on.
Yeah, it's a Spenders combo.
This actually was one of Tucker Carlson's old outfits.
Right.
Retired it. You guys, it's Jeff Oskey at the Failed to Mention News Desk, and man, I have a treat for you. We have a new sponsor this week.
Oh!
This week, it's college basketball season. I'm happy to announce the News Desk has a new sponsor. This week, the News Desk is brought to you by Hoops and Nets. Hoops and Nets. The game wouldn't be the same without them.
He's right.
That's
he
Hoops
is
and
right.
Nets.
He's
right. Now, we give you a lot of the news each week. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we... Failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
A man with the legal name of D's Nuts was arrested in Green Bay and charged with battery last week. What you failed to mention, I actually know this guy. I used to be married to his sister, Ima. And
I'm a nut.
We have a lovely kid together. Picasso, the painting Pig, died. What you failed to mention, Picasso was laid to rest in a pit of coals for around 8 hours.
The funeral was delicious.
LSD may help cure anxiety, we learned. What you failed to mention, it never helped my anxiety. It did help me understand why people like the Grateful Dead and really appreciate a colony of ants, but that's about it. Scientists learned that people in the Stone Age had facial piercings. What you failed to mention, they had facial piercings and gave you and your cavewoman attitude when you wanted to split the brontosaurus burger. I think we saw this. Costco is going to start carrying sushi. Mm-hmm. What you failed to mention, I'm going to Costco, buying a tent and a sleeping bag, and living right next to the sushi sample station. This isn't a joke. That's a promise. I am up on squatters' rights recently. If that doesn't work, next time Tom goes out of town, Oskey's got a new house.
Yeah,
I know where you live now. Ha, try to evict me and you'll get arrested.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
It works.
According to New Orleans police officials, rats have been eating all the weed in a police station's evidence room. What you failed to mention, and let me guess, the roaches have been snorting all the missing cocaine. Yeah, sure, it was the rats. A woman was arrested for trying to smuggle 21 parrots through customs. What you failed to mention, even worse for the woman, all 21 parrots have turned state's witness. Block, I solemnly swear, block. A woman in Manchester set the world for being the world's fastest window cleaner. What you failed to mention, along with the record came 150 marriage proposals.
Yes.
Because she can clean for you.
Women women want a man who's going to clean.
Can she cook, too?
I thought the microphone went out for a second. Silent.
It just took us a second.
No, I almost wish the mayo guy was back on the screen.
Your headphones went out. We were cheering.
Oh, we learned yesterday that Tom loves Dodge'em cars, or as the rest of the world knows them, bumper cars.
Oh, sorry.
And he loved them back in the day because he could bully people. He would wait for the perfect opportunity to strike. What you failed to mention, it was at that moment it dawned on me, at that exact moment yesterday. That is what all of us are to him. We're human Dodge'em cars.
Yeah.
He sees everyone's camera. Tom is having the time of his life. Yeah. He's just sitting back in his corner waiting to strike. You're all trying to have fun. Then one of you gets a little momentum and slam. He comes out of the flying out of the corner, blindsides you, and just laughs and laughs.
Yeah. Yep. There's nothing better.
And that's why we all have emotional whiplash. Thanks to Tom.
Oh, you're welcome.
Emotional whiplash. It's such a great term.
And finally, a 103-year-old woman was taken into custody after she was caught driving on an expired license at 2 a.m. She said she was on her way to meet friends. What you failed to mention, on her way to meet friends, what was she driving? A time machine? I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news that I failed to mention.
There you go.
I like the bow tie.
I can't get it off.
The bow tie might be
a good look.
It might be a lucky
suspenders.
Tie.
Suspenders, yeah.
Woo! I never know what to make of that.
The bow tie and suspenders?
No, the bow tie look. You know, a couple of newscasters.
You'll see it every now and then.
I like
newscasters
it.
Try it.
I don't like it.
It's classy and whimsical.
Yes.
Like yes.
I had a doctor who wore one.
Oh, really?
Kind of wacky. Very smart, but wacky.
A wacky doctor.
No shirt, though, right? Just
yeah,
the,
yeah, just the
bow just tie. Jacket.
Where do you
bow
go to
tie
get a good,
no shirt.
A good. Do they have bow ties where they have neckties, I guess?
I suppose.
Can you tie a bow tie?
I got a fake one. I have a fake one.
Yeah, most
Yeah, yeah. They
use it about once every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. A venomous snake that escaped from its owner's home in the Netherlands has been found and safely recaptured after a month on the loose. The city of Lelystad said in a news release that the shield-nosed cobra escaped from its owner's home February 19th. It was recently spotted relaxing in a doorframe down the street from its owner's home.
You know who wasn't spotted relaxing? Everyone in that town.
Yeah.
Why do they allow someone to have
recaptured.
A venomous snake as a pet? I don't get that.
Boy, there's nothing you can do with a cobra, really. I mean, but have it in its terrarium and throw mice in every now and again. Otherwise, it would be terrifying.
Unless you're a snake charmer, I don't see any reason.
And I love snakes. Cobras are so scary.
They're beautiful.
Oh, they are. They're cool.
It's the hood.
And they're big.
You think that's where they got the idea for the hoodie?
The cobras, yes.
From the cobras?
Oh. Yeah.
They look menacing with wearing a hoodie?
Oh. In fact, every cobra gets 2 cents for every hoodie
that's
sold.
That's what I thought. No idea. That's why they're so popular.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they found it inside a wooden shoe. What was it again?
It was relaxing in a door frame.
God.
A wooden shoe? What the
God, who knows what show he's listening to?
Was it in Holland?
No. It was in the Netherlands.
Oh, there you go. That's close enough.
Wasn't there a malt liquor called the Cobra Spit?
I don't recall that.
Or Cobra or something. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing ads in liquor stores for it when I was a kid.
Oh.
Because I used to hang out in liquor stores when I was a kid.
So weird. What were you doing in liquor stores?
It sounds more like an energy drink.
Yeah. We grew up in Missouri. It was okay to go in bars, right, when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. The drinking age was 5 when
I
was.
Right, yeah. No, in Ohio you could go in. Yeah.
You can
Wisconsin.
Go in bars?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think so. I mean,
that's
I could be.
Still,
yeah.
We're not used to that in this state, seeing kids in bars.
It's all make believe. If
coming
we do
up,
that, they'll never drink.
Comedian, we're going to be joined by comedian Chris Schlichting.
I love that guy.
Am I getting it right?
I do too.
Schlichting?
Yeah, Schlichting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds like an activity. I'll tell you what, after we went curling, we went Schlichting.
Oh, yeah. Are you still sore?
No, yeah. My ass is killing me. Nobody told me.
Cheating on
you. Well, Chris Schlichting just turned around.
Chris, no one would blame him.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.